Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around. Okay, today I want to talk about something that has just come up for me, and it's been a bit of a theme this week, not within myself, but definitely within the people that I've been working with one-on-one this week. And that is the idea of niching, of knowing what you do, of being very, very clear on the outcomes that you deliver to people, to find that like elevator pitch, that one sentence that sums up what you do. Because what we've been told is that people need to know exactly what you can provide them in order for them to make a decision. And that might be true on a logical level, but on a soul level, I don't really feel that is the truth. And it's not my experience of, well, lately, really, since I've found myself giving myself permission just to play, what I've found is I've naturally kind of niched myself and also I've managed to let go of attachment to needing to be seen in a certain light, to needing certain outcomes. You know, I'm just not that attached to things anymore. So what ends up happening without that attachment is that I find people aren't connecting to necessarily to my words, to my sales page. What they're connecting to is my energy. And I know that it's nice to be able to sum up what we do really simply, and it might make it easier for people to make a decision on whether they work with you. But for me, I'm all about connection, right? I want to connect deeply with people, and when they feel like they are seen by me or they connect energetically and they want more of that connection, then they naturally come to me and invite me to work with them. And that could be part of my makeup as a projector for sure. And so it might not be the right approach for everyone, but I do find there is so much stress within a lot of people that I work with around finding that niche, finding that one sentence, finding clarity, supreme clarity around what you do, what value you provide for others, so that then you can communicate, so that then you can, you know, have clients. And yeah, and what I find is that people actually connect more energetically to what I'm doing and not necessarily even read my sales pages. They're just like, I just wanted the opportunity to work with you. I don't even really know what this program is. And this is something that I find myself doing too. When I start working with someone, it's certainly not a sales page that gets me to work with them because I don't buy out of fear and scarcity. I used to, I don't anymore. And this is the kind of people I want to attract, is people who are also not buying out of scarcity. I don't have all the answers for anyone, but I do have a really great way of seeing what's going on for you and helping you move through that shit, right? And that is not something I can neatly outline in a, you know, in our session we will blah, 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 so that you can blah, 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 blah. You're going to connect with me and want more of me. And that's what I show up for. I've treated business for the last couple of years as a bit of a playground, as somewhere where I can experiment and really explore who I am and share my truth with the world and allow the world to reflect back to me where it wants me to go. Because the truth of the matter is, I'm not here for me, I'm here for you. But in order to be here for you, I need to also be here for me. Because when I'm playing, when I'm in a place of joy, when I'm in a place of expressing myself, when I'm feeling good, that is when you connect with me. It's not my job to know what I do for you, because naturally, when I give myself permission to talk about the things that I want to talk about, to express myself and create things that I want to create, what I end up showing you is my niche. You decide my niche, not necessarily me. And I find this is what working with someone like me, or one person who I absolutely adore and who does this for me, is Kelly Brown. She is my clarity coach, and she's the person that I go to guide me back to me. We all kind of need someone like this in our life, I feel like. I mean, some people can see it all themselves and they don't really need the reflection. But most of us, like I find the problem that I see with a lot of people who go into being coached is they're going in with the please fix me kind of shit going on. You know, you want to be told the path to success. What you don't want to be told is to be guided back to yourself. I'm different to that because I tried all the tell me the path to success shit and it didn't work. So what I wanted to do was start being able to listen to myself. But sometimes I just get so stuck up in my head and in my ego and in my emotions that isn't clear to me. My truth isn't necessarily clear to me at all times. So having someone, working with someone like Cal, helps me to have that reflected back to me, have who I am reflected back to me, because we don't see ourselves as the world sees us. We can see ourselves as confused, needing to know what we're doing with our lives, needing to have ourselves be put in a box and then like have it really be easily digestible for people. Where the world probably already sees your themes. They already see your niche. You just can't see it because you're looking for it. You know? What happens when we decide we don't need to find our niche? What happens when the pressure of needing to know it is gone? Well, I can tell you what happens then. You are free to create from your truth without external parameters around it, like needing it to be a certain way for others, and you're actually coming from your truth, what you end up doing is niching yourself externally. People will then see, oh, that's what she does. We don't necessarily need to be able to tell them in a succinct sentence. And often we don't know because we're not there yet. We haven't given ourselves permission to play enough to know what is there. But I can guarantee you the world around you is seeing you very differently to the way you see yourself. So if you're struggling with that, engage with someone like Kelly Brown, who can help you see your own magic, who can help you guide back to yourself. You can work with me. I don't really have any space available at the moment, but you know, that's an option too. So if that's something that sings to you, reach out and let's have a chat about the ways that we might be able to work together. But the key is to remember you are not here. Like this is one thing that has found come up a lot this week is this idea of integrity and what integrity means, right? So I've found that a lot of people feel like, oh my God, I can't do the thing that I want to do because I'm not in integrity with that because I want to talk to mums about being a good mum and I feel like a shit mum. Or I want to teach people how to, you know, whatever it is. I want to give people clarity, but I don't have clarity myself. Well, you know what? That's okay. You don't have to because you're not here to have clarity for you. You're here to have clarity for others. You're not here necessarily to be the world's best mum yourself. You're here to guide others to find ways to make motherhood really joyful and you know, juicy for them. It's like that old, you know, it's not wives' tale, but that old saying, a plumber's toilet is always leaking. The plumber isn't here to fix their own toilet. They're here to fix other people's toilets. The plumber doesn't have to have a toilet that works in order to be of service to others. So why do you have to have all of your shit together, know what your niche is, and also be in complete alignment in your life with what you want to provide others? Sometimes we are here for the other. Sometimes we are here to give the other what we can't give to ourselves. And sometimes the thing that we can't give to ourselves is actually the thing we're here for others because we know exactly how it feels not to have it within ourselves. You know, a hairdresser doesn't cut its own hair. A psychologist often has a psychologist. A coach usually has a coach. We're not here to be able to do all the things ourselves. We don't have to be the perfect human in order to be of service to others. We just have to be willing to move beyond the doubt, to move beyond the voice that says, you're a fraud, you're not good enough, and all that shit, like cliche shit. This is cliche shit, but it's true. So this episode is just like a big bleh on you so that you can see if you're holding yourself back from speaking your truth, if you're holding yourself back from doing something that you really feel called to because you feel like a fraud, if you're placing a huge amount of pressure on yourself to get it right, if you're placing a huge amount of pressure on yourself in order to know what you're doing in the world, it's time to release all that stress and start playing, because that is where you find it. Because you're not looking for it, because you're having so fucking much fun playing. Your niche is often found in the play. All right, that's it from me today. Until next time, peace out. Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimmo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.